flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You never know where the day's going to take you. BT and Sal on the Fit. Now we're breaking down Halle Berry movies.
Flintstones.
I was saying Monsters Ball. BT is like, you ever see Flintstones? by the way, and yes, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the Amazing Day coming up on this Saturday, BT. I still don't know exactly what it's going to be about because I've never been to one.
Would it be on top of it?
But man, even with reading all the stuff, like, there's so much stuff going on. And they released, did you see this? The media released yesterday who's going to be there for Amazing Day?
No, not what here.
As far as media availabilities.
Okay.
Let me just give you a couple here.
I love this stuff. I told Sal, if I didn't have a travel basketball game to coach, I'd go out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not that Met fans want to see me.
I was going to say, like, bring Colt, ideally, but he's a Yankee fan.
He wants
fan.
To go to the other stadium.
Yeah. Get it. Although Soto will be at this stadium. So they get Nimmo, Lindor, Vientos, Bobby V, Brett Beatty and Winker, David Peterson, Piazza, Alvarez, Diaz, Carlos Mendoza, Frankie Montas, Terry Collins, Clay Holmes, Mookie Wilson, Juan Soto.
Soto's going.
Dude.
He's going.
I'm going to tell Hurley, hey, I don't care if I got to stay there till 5 o'clock and do a one-on-one. If Joe B wants to leave, I need to talk to Soto.
Really?
Oh, well, I'm going to tell him that. I mean, he's there. He has media availability.
There's no reason you shouldn't get him on the show.
Let's make it happen. I mean,
shouldn't get him on the show.
His availability is apparently at 4 o'clock, which makes me think he's going to be later in the day. We're on 10 a.m.
No, I got a tough question for you. Yeah. I probably shouldn't put you on the spot with this.
Yeah,
I really shouldn't, actually, but I'm going to.
Go ahead. Yeah. I'll handle it.
I know you will. That's why I'm doing it. Would you prefer to do the interview with Soto with Joe or by yourself?
Solo.
Yeah, I know.
All due respect to John.
No, just checking.
Now ask me if I'd rather do it with you or by myself.
Do you want me to play the game?
Solo.
With me or by yourself? Solo, yeah? See, I don't know because I think with me, I would add an element of, like, you know, why'd you leave the...
I'd
probe a little deeper. Not that wouldn't probe, but it would be a different...
It's not a knock on you or BT, but...
Or Joe, you mean.
Excuse me, on Joe B. It's... Mm-hmm.
I just want a little space.
I want Soto. Okay. I got questions I need to hit him with. No, but I mean, I'd love to get him on with us. I think that would be the dream, obviously, to get him on the midday show. Anyway, point is, he's going. And also, I was told that just that list that I gave you,
mm-hmm.
that's just the people who are going that have media availability, meaning there are going to be many other Met legends.
Like signing stuff or just hanging around?
Or just being, I don't know. So,
well, how many other Met legends are there? Let's be honest.
Well, there's a lot more than just that that I gave
you. Not that many more than that.
Come on, David Peterson's on that list.
Well, but you mentioned a lot of the legends. I didn't hear Doc and Darren. I didn't hear Fonzie.
Yeah, right.
Is Fonzie going?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I didn't get the full list. David Wright's not on the list. I don't know.
Okay, that's true.
I think there's plenty more to come. So it's this upcoming Saturday. Mets putting on a great fan fest called Amazing Day.
Nice.
As we just said, I'll be there co-hosting with Joe B live from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on site from the Metro Market at Citi Field.
Somewhere in the stadium.
We'll be there. Going to be a great time out in Queens.
That's not the old McFadden's, right?
No.
That's the other one.
That's where. So Evan's going to be doing his Rico. So Hoff will be there with Evan producing the Rico, a live edition of the Rico Bronya podcast from the K Corner at 11 a.m., which is from, I believe, the old McFadden's.
I used to go there. This is when I was with SNY. It seems like they were a little more liberal with their tickets back then. I used to go all the time.
Yeah, they did have a lot more.
I used to go to McFadden's all the time. McFadden's was awesome.
I thought it was a great after spot. I haven't been in a while myself. But anyway, the K Corner, so check it out. Yeah, and there's going to be autograph sessions, ton of activities for everyone to enjoy all over Citi Field, meet and greets, food and beverage. So check it out. It's going to be a fun day, Amazing Day, this coming Saturday at Citi Field.
Did you get your mom a ticket yet?
I still have to work on that. I've been juggling a lot of things here.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least I helped you out with the plumber stuff.
Yes.
That should be resolved.
I talked to you guys, Phil. He said maybe come by tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, but like now he's going to come over tomorrow morning before I go to work. I got to wait for him to come.
Yeah.
And my wife's got to drop off Sammy at school and then come back. Like, yes, and I appreciate
his
help.
I'll tell him not to come.
No, I appreciate his help. We got to figure out this problem. I want it fixed, but it's just another thing to add on the list. I got the surgery weighing over me next week.
This damn surgery. Yeah, it's a little tweak. It's like a butterfly stitch.
I'm going under. I'm worried. What do you mean? Thigh surgery.
I mean, I understand he's a little afraid, and I get it. I do respect it, but come on, man.
I got the appointment today with the doctor to go over all the final details. I'm going to ask, like, what's the recovery? Can I drive?
Recovery's a day.
When can I get back to doing my job? I got to get back on TV. I got to get back for radio.
Take your time. Like, I got it. You got to
make sure we're in good
shape. I told you. Take your time.
Right, you'll get Soto next week when
I'm out. That's right, yeah. Joined up by Juan Soto of the Mets. Yeah. What's going on, Juan?
Live from Florham Park, BTS Aaron Glenn. And all this.
Yeah.
I got to come back. I'll come back with one eye patch. I don't care. Got to be back in. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Obviously, the main theme of the day has been Aaron Glenn. Bruce is in Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, you guys are great. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, buddy. Back in the day, I used to hang out in this great bar on Times Square, Jimmy's World. And Jimmy was Jimmy Glenn. And it was a great place. He used to have, like, black and white boxing pictures of, like, Sugar Ray Robinson up.
Okay.
And he had a great jazz jukebox. You know, you put a dollar in the jukebox, you're listening to, like, Sarah Vaughan and Charlie Parker and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he always had the game on. He only had one TV, but he always had the game on. And I know from talking to Jimmy Glenn that the Glenn family is really, like, immersed in, like...
Is that his dad? Who's Jimmy Glenn?
The same name, I think.
Jimmy Glenn owned Jimmy's World.
Yeah, but it's not Aaron's grandfather.
How does here's what I want to know. How does this long story tie into Aaron Glenn?
Because Aaron Glenn is going to be a really good leader of men, and he's going to give you a really competitive team if he doesn't have to deal with a lot of Jets BS.
Why? Because somebody that had the same last name ran a bar that you liked?
I know from talking to this guy, this is a really, like, old school type family.
But who is Jimmy Glenn in relation to Aaron? Is it his cousin? Is it his dad?
What about Terry Glenn's family?
I don't know. I don't remember.
And what year did you go to this bar, by the way? Because in Times Square, what year, like, 70s? When?
No, this is back in, like, the 80s and 90s.
Before they cleaned up Times Square a little bit. I got you.
It was the old Times Square. Very
the fun
old
Times Square.
School we're talking here.
Okay, gotcha. All right, Bruce, and thank you for the insight
the gritty
there,
Times
I think.
Square.
Yeah, I mean...
I still don't really know what he meant. Did you extrapolate any message there?
Yeah, I think he said he was still at a bar.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right, he's still there.
Yeah.
I mean, he said he spoke to somebody that had some kind of relation to Glenn, I think.
Well, the owner's name is Glenn.
Yeah, all
right. Aaron's from Texas, so I don't think it's his grandfather.
You know what?
Jimmy Glenn.
Forget everything I said for the first 3-plus hours here. You know what? He sold me. I think that Aaron Glenn now is, of course, going to be destined for success.
But you know what? There's not a lot of bars like that anymore. Like there's no Smokeville bars anymore, but like the black and white pictures, the boxing, the old school, like...
What was it? Toot Shore?
For Goodfellas.
No. Remember there was a whole special on Toot Shore. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, something like that.
Toot Shore. You don't remember what I'm talking about?
I do, but the name's not hitting me right now.
What's the other one that was on, was it 57th or something, that Mickey Mantle used to go to, all those guys? What the hell was it? It was the...
On Central Park West?
No. What the hell was it? What's the name of that famous gathering that everybody used to go hang out back in the day?
Elaine's was where the reporters used to go back in the day. You sure you're not talking about that?
The Copacabana? That's what
I'm thinking
of.
Yeah, that's where Billy would get into the fights.
There you go.
Copacabana.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where the Yankees would go and throw down.
There you go.
Well, the drunks would show up and take the wrong girl and start throwing fists.
The Copacabana. I mean, those are the good old days.
Whitey, Mickey, Billy. Oh, man. Probably Moose Scarron as well. A little extra muscle.
I'm not a big partier. I've never been.
Yeah.
However, I would love to be transported at least for a weekend back in the old school where just anything goes and people were free will living their life the way they want.
I agree. So if you can transport, maybe that's your answer. But Hoff, I want yours as well. If you can transport yourself to any era just for a weekend, what would it be?
A weekend?
Yeah, I mean a weekend, a night, a week, whatever you want.
Well, it depends. A full week?
I don't mean forever.
Yeah.
a couple days, whatever. Stop splitting hairs.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing what you do to me when I ask you these questions, by the way. Well, it does matter. Like, any time frame, enough. Like, historically, to have fun or just to live in? Like, if you
to have fun, not to live.
Okay. Because if you were to say, like, oh, to live in, I say, all right, well, full work week, I'd like it to be 1986. October of 1986.
Ah,
you and I come in and do the show. Oh. And by the way, that's not a bad time to party either.
And the Wall Street was going nuts. You'd be making some money. But, yeah, the mid-80s were good.
But I'd like to go back before that. I think
too.
The 50s I'd probably go to.
I think the 50s were a lot more pure. I feel like the 50s would be boring. Like, I've always thought, like, if I was in the 50s, I don't think I'd be a greaser. I think I'd be a guy wearing a Letterman sweater.
Where'd you go, 70s? Where would you go back to?
I was born in the 70s. We're a little wild, and I don't love disco. There's a couple disco songs I do like.
Well, the 50s were boring.
Like.
I mean, where'd you go back to?
I'm yeah, talking okay. through it.
All right,
give me a sec. Jeez. Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm a 90s guy, so I mean, okay. I feel like that's...
90s, huh?
Well, we lived through that. I don't need to go back to that.
I think this probably is not the most exciting. I've always been intrigued by... I might go back to like the late 1800s, like where where parts of the country weren't even fully inhabited yet. Like you go up to like Wyoming, I don't know, Colorado,
and what?
Like I don't
like
know,
like kill animals to eat.
I just drinking like illegal whiskey and being on the on the frontier. I don't know.
I'd like to go back to the Great Depression.
Yeah,
no, I didn't say 1929.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So
I said the late 1800s.
Didn't the 50s have like speakeasies and stuff, or was that even before that? Like, you know, the bars, you know, speakeasies.
I think started with
Prohibition when they banned alcohol. You'd have to go to these places underground.
Not
to find,
the 50s.
No, I'm saying, but that was there.
Oh yeah. You're
after
talking
what, about
that's earlier than that.
Yeah.
I don't, but the 80s, I mean, I was in the 80s, so I wouldn't pick the 80s. The 70s were, like, the style, it was also kind of dirty, so New York City was a disaster in the 70s, so I wouldn't say that.
The 50s seems more pure.
It does, I said that, I agree. I had my fun, I wasn't, you know, when we mess around with the gummies, I was an athlete. I mean, I partied, you know, I was more of a bar guy than, like, a club guy. I wasn't into the wild drug scene. I'm not saying I never had fun, but... So the 70s wouldn't be my speed. I guess. And listen, if I get my hands on Sandy from the 50s, like from Greece, Sandy, I'd go back to the 50s.
There you go.
So I'd have to see.
Olivia Newton-John.
Yes.
BT and Sal on the fan. Frank and Syosset has maybe a solution for my plumbing problem that I found out about this morning with a leak coming through the ceiling. My wife FaceTiming me during the show. Frank, what do you got for us?
Yeah, well, I think you said you were going to use your buddy. But you said you were up to giving unknowns a chance to get started, and I was thinking of DeVito Plumbing. I mean, the father runs the company, but I think sometimes he might be bringing his son Tommy with him now.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully he could spin a wrench better than he could spin a football.
Tommy getting a little side hustle on just in case the Sunday thing doesn't work out. Come on, don't do Tommy like that. He's one of us, man.
Thank you.
Made
for the
NFL.
Frank. Well, but
come
Frank,
on, dude.
Frank is on to something.
Made the NFL.
You are open to giving guys, right? Like first time. Hey,
well, no,
know,
no, I didn't say you're the one who said that. I didn't quite say it like that.
No. Well, what we're talking about as it pertains to Aaron Glenn.
Well, provided there's evidence that I think he could do the job.
Understood.
I'm not pulling some schmuck off the train and saying, go coach the Jets.
Yeah, or in this particular case, like, would I rather have somebody who's actually fixed a leak before or somebody that's like, hey, well, I watched somebody fix a leak before. I think I could do it. I really want to do it. Let me give it a try. I'm like, get the hell out of here. I want somebody who's done it before. No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with, like, the eye surgery. I want experience. I don't want no first-timer.
Well, you're not. You're going to have a doctor. You're
I
not going to have
a... Sure. I got to go over with her today and say, hey, who's doing this? You got to be experienced. I don't want no first-time hire. And the people that are overseeing this, are they experienced at this? I don't want no first-timer here. This is not an educational process. You got to fix me.
Dude, you're not going to have the surgery in a third-world country.
Mm. But you know how, like, at some point, even the best of surgeons...
Have to start somewhere.
Their first surgery.
It's funny. I've always wondered about stuff like that. Even like when I see somebody like a ski jumper do some crazy wild jump or somebody going like a couple of hundred, not 100 meters, but whatever. I don't know the exact distance, length, whatever, or depth. But like a crazy dive off a boulder into an ocean or a lake. Like I always wonder, like to be able to know that you can do that, there's got to be a process of failure before you actually build yourself up to that point. What does the process of failure look like? To your point, somebody slicing open Sal's eye next week. I'm sure the first slice may not have been as good as hopefully the slice that you
go
through.
That's why you got to be careful in who you select.
Don't worry,
I got
the show on the control.
You do the job you need him to do. Bobby is in Belmore. Bobby, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, it's Sal, listen, I think you have pictures of Rodgers doing something. I mean, this guy was the 25th rated quarterback. All the bad quarterbacks is probably worse than that. Two less wins than Zach Wilson brings in a lot of outside nonsense.
All right, so who do you want? Who do you want? We got it, Bobby. You don't like Rodgers. It's not the first time you've called.
You said he wasn't part of the problem. I mean, you know, they could draft a quarterback, if maybe Howard in the second, third round for Ohio State. They could, you know, this guy was a big part of the problem. It was the most important position in sports. And this was the worst year in the history of the franchise, even worse than Colt-type.
That's not true. That's wrong.
With the expectations?
Okay, but that stuff is not quantifiable as well. Okay, I got you on that.
He had one of the best. Now, I don't care about this stuff, but he had one of the best statistical seasons for a Jets quarterback ever.
Yes, he did.
but it's the NFL is 25th round.
Okay.
It's right. I mean, with all the bad, you know, they need to. And another thing, I agree with your previous guest that a normal organization hires a general manager for the.
Well, Bobby, can I ask you? I want to get back to what you think about Rodgers. We see it differently. Me and Sal are lockstep with Rodgers. We want him back. So, but I do think it's very different to say that Rodgers might not be the solution anymore. I could get behind that. But I do think when people I got you, but hold on. But when people say that he's definitely the problem, that is different than maybe no longer being the answer. Those are two very different things. So for you, which one is it?
So I think both. I think he's the problem, and he's not the answer.
I don't think he was a problem,
and that's where. And Bobby's not alone, but that's where I vehemently disagree. That any notion, and I don't care who says what. People that cover the team, people that are around the team, in the locker room, I know that Aaron Rodgers is not, in fact, the problem. I'll side with the four-time MVP, Super Bowl winning quarterback, than I will with the franchise who hasn't sniffed the postseason in 15 years. And I'm not trying to minimize the Jets. I just, like, Rodgers is proven to be one of the best to ever play the position and one of the most successful quarterbacks ever. I'll side with him, even at 41, saying that everybody else is the problem, not him.
Me too. And just to tack on to that, I will also side with the guy who was overlooked to the point in high school where he had to go to the JUCO route and completely ignored and on some level, you know, at least from an athletic perspective, disrespected. And then even at that point, the big boys didn't really want him. He had to go to Cal, which, you know, intermittently has good programs. But, you know, it's not Ohio State or Michigan or USC when they're going, or Notre Dame or one of those teams, or LSU now. We know that. And then he's got to sit in the green room for 6 hours, you know, and watch Alex Smith, who runs circles around from a talent perspective. And he gets drafted in the 20s when he almost went to the second round inexplicably. I'll trust that guy, too.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, here we go, BT, as we do every Thursday, a little power up. Today, it's going to be our top five movie soundtracks. This is off the conversation earlier in the week where I talked about Wicked, how much I loved it. I thought it was a great movie. Enjoyed the soundtrack very much the last few days. So our top five movie soundtracks.
Yep, now these obviously happen to coincide with movies that I love.
Sure.
But, you know, listen, I'm in the car or they're on my phone or back in the day CDs. If I hear this, I'm going to run with it for a little bit. First up, number five, here we go.
Beat Street, the king of the beat. You see her rocking that beat from across the street. Beat Street
I don't
is
know
a
this
lesson
one.
Too because you can't let the streets beat you.
All right, so Beat Street was a 1984, one of the early, I don't think it was the first, but it was certainly one of them. Really one of the first rap movies, like just the elevation of the genre, gritty, you know, graffiti, all those scratching, you know, the fat laces, all the stuff I love.
Okay.
So that, you know, to me, like, you look at some of those other movies like Breakin' 2, those were a little corny. Beat Street was authentic, and that's this song is Beat Street Breakdown. I love it. Number four, how about a little Goodfellas? Let's go.
You want to go, are we going alternating here?
I think we're going to do his five.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Also because
BT was in a roll there.
No, I liked it. You want a roll? I don't want to stop it.
I was getting psyched up. But I think
the way the system works, they kind of have to rotate
it. We'll take that back. Yeah, so Beat Street, there it is. Sal, what do you have
next
number five?
Thursday, I mean, I don't know my status, but maybe you can do it on your own. Number five for me, I'm going to go with, go ahead, Dovey, play it. Grease, BT, and this is my favorite, one of my favorite soundtracks of all time, but I'm going to choose Those Magic Changes as my favorite song from that soundtrack. I love this song. My father loved it. It was always one of my favorites. So this to me was an absolute classic. And this, the whole soundtrack, like I remember playing that album as a kid.
Over and over.
Over and over.
And even like when Sandy, when she's by the pool and she sees like John Travolta's, it's kind of a corny, girly song. But I even like that song.
Yeah, I forget the name of it, but I remember exactly what you're talking
Hopelessly
about.
Devoted to you? Is that what it is? I love listening. Great soundtrack is money.
Good
All
call.
Right.
There you go.
That is a good call. Number four. I didn't give it away before. I got a little Goodfellas. Let's go. Little Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. I mean, first I love the Stones, one of my all-time favorite bands. And you just think about the scene in which you got this bumping. Oh my God, Goodfellas, there's so many different songs and so many different fits. That's number four for me.
All right, I'm gonna go number four to the 80s. And remember, this is not us saying like, oh, this is the greatest soundtrack of all time. It's our favorite.
Of course.
Number four, go ahead, Dobie.
The Danger Zone.
I don't even necessarily love this movie,
yeah,
but I freaking love this song. Top Gun, what? Are you kidding me? Even in the second one, did you see Top Gun 2, the new one
I still have not. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it's such a good movie. But this song, this for me is like one of the all-time best songs in a movie.
Great song.
Oh, freaking love it. Arguably could have been higher. But anyway, there you go. Number four, Top Gun, Danger Zone.
I got a quick aside for you. So one of the first things I ever did in the business, it was like a paid internship at Fox 5, Good Day New York,
yeah.
I mean, this was in the 90s, right? This was 98 season.
Okay.
So I remember I had an idea, which they actually ran on the Sunday morning show. I said, hey, I think I can compile a great Jets highlight video, and because I knew every single play, like, exactly, and that's the song that I had them splice with the highlights. I love that song. All right, number three for me. You go to the 80s, I go to the 70s. Little Johnny Travolta. Yeah. More Than a Woman to Me. It's a Saturday Night Fever,
bro. Okay, that's what I thought. I never saw that yet.
Now, I could have gone Staying Alive. There's so many different. Some are a little faster paced, a little bit more dance-oriented. I don't know what it's about the words in this song, plus the whole movie. Saturday Night Fever, More Than a Woman, number three.
All right, number three for me. I saw this movie three times in the theater. This was my, like, you know how Dog does the Complete Unknown with Bob Dylan? Like, he's seen that many times. That was me when 8 Mile first came out. And even though...
He's getting into it, folks.
Even though this song... I'm about to break out a freestyle
Let's
now.
Go.
Be careful. Even though this song wasn't technically on the soundtrack, this is the rap battle. It's the intro to the movie, and then at the end, Papa Doc.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, dude.
You go to a you go to private school.
Yeah, you went to Cranbrook. That's a private
like
school.
That, right?
Oh, my God. It gives me goosebumps thinking about it. I could watch that scene over and over and over. The drama, the euphoric feeling you get when he finally unleashes on everybody.
It's good.
Oh, 8 Mile up there, no doubt about it. That's number three for me.
That is a money call. And I always have to tell you this anytime it comes up. I actually saw 8 Mile when I lived in Detroit.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that
wild? I'm jealous.
That's such a great movie. Such a great track. All right. Number two for me. I don't know if this is on yours, but it probably should be. Give me a little Rocky.
This is great.
Oh, come on, man. He doesn't know if he can handle the big Russian, but he knows he's got to try. He's got to make amends for his boy Apollo, who's no longer with us. And the way that starts, you know, she's at the top of the staircase.
There's no easy way out.
She's like, you can't win. And he gets his Lamborghini.
He's driving.
Oh, man. You know, this is a cornball acknowledgement, dude. I have actually played this song, and I used to have a stick shift. I used to, and I would pretend that I was hammering the stick shift when he gets in the car before the montage really starts, and he knows he's got a task in front of him. Rocky IV.
That one is tough to beat. And truth be told, I didn't want to have the same songs as you. That would have 1,000% that same song from the same movie on my list too. But because we didn't want to repeat, I left it off there. I'm gonna go number two. Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Axel F, baby, come on.
Is this Herbie Hancock?
Is it?
Is that who sings this?
It's John Hancock.
No, I thought it was Herbie Hancock.
No, it's Herbie Hancock.
Can somebody check on this?
I thought it was whatever it is, Axel F theme.
Yeah.
Harold Faltermeyer.
Harold?
What?
Oh, Harold Faltermeyer.
What?
So it's not Herbie Hancock or John Hancock. Either way, like, you hear this and immediately... Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop.
Great movie. I loved it. That was a great movie.
This is a great freaking song, man.
Eddie made some great movies.
Oh, dude. I love it. Did you see the newest one?
No,
it wasn't great.
Nah.
But still.
Yeah, he still looks pretty young.
Yeah, I know.
Like, his face still looks pretty young. He's been around forever.
You're number
That's
one?
That's a great one. Now, you know, we try to avoid the repeats, but some things are so iconic, you can't. Come on. Keep talking, we'll keep talking. Little grease for you here. That's Kaneki, by the way. I'll get your money. I got to go get your money. And here's like the first curse. I remember hearing this, like, ooh. I remember seeing this in the theater with my parents. Like, so that is obviously Grease Lightning. I love the opening theme with Frankie Valli. I love all the Stranded at the Drive-In.
Oh,
Branded.
That was a great one, too.
A Fool. I love all the songs, but that's the one.
You know, probably looking back, that's the soundtrack from start to finish that I know the most, the movie soundtrack. All those songs, playing them over since I was a kid.
Every one of them.
Exactly. Every one of them, I love it. For my number one, though, BT, and really it should be probably 1-2. Now, this theme, just, you know how you feel when you watch it. It was a great movie, again, from the 80s. Miyagi, Danielson, The Karate Kid. And this is just the one song that I told Dove to play that I like because I really do love this, especially when it kicks in a gear. You know, the whole thing. It really it just takes you on the emotion ride. But should we let it kick in? Here we go.
Yeah, we got to at least hear it a little bit.
Well, it takes a while sometimes.
I know, it's okay.
Give me that flute. Come on.
What?
Well, you know, sorry. Give me the whistle. What is it called? Is it called? Hit me with that flute. Or
somebody get that to Recco and Julio. Get, please.
All right, no, but here's
overnight
the other one.
That drop.
So, but like, that's just one. Young Heart. It had also You're the Best.
Oh, yeah. You're the Best.
Cool Summer.
With when he's going on the date with what's her name, Elizabeth Shue.
Yes, that's
at the Adventureland when his mom drops him off.
Which I think is this one, Young Hearts. I believe is this one.
Yes, this
right from when they were going on a date. Dude, so that's like at least four bangers right there.
Yeah,
that I personally.
I don't know. I'd say four bangers because they're not all.
You're the Best.
I think of a banging song. Well, that's a banger.
Okay,
I don't know. Cruel Summers, even though it's a great song and it fits the movie. Is it a banger? Maybe I'm being too literal.
Maybe three.
I think banger, I get pumped up.
Three bangers in there for me. I could just listen to that flute. What is it called? Now you're making me mad.
It's a windpipe.
There you go. The windpipes. Thank you.
Wow.
I pulled that one out of my
head. I think it sounds about right.
By the way, you guys both screwed this up miserably.
Why?
Because Indiana Jones had better themes.
Nah.
Back to the Future. The Power of Love. I mean, come on.
Huey.
Not bad.
Not
as good as the other ones that we just played, though.
Sorry, Hoffa. I know you're trying to top us here, but I don't think we left out anything
did.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I was thinking about...
This is, by the way, you need another tournament for this because this is ridiculous.
We can do it, yeah. I think that Hoff would like this more than you, but I'm not even sure that he... I know I'm going to give him credit. He knows music. Spinal Tap.
I know the movie.
God, phenomenal movie.
Okay, and the soundtrack is awesome.
I got to listen to the soundtrack. I know the movie, not that familiar with the soundtrack.
This car is systematic.
I used to do the dance.
Me too. What could be Grease and Lightning?
See, you're a musical guy. Why are you making fun of me for Wicked then? You love Grease.
Well, because I'm doing something that a guy was doing.
So
it doesn't matter. I love some of those songs, too. I'm doing John Travolta. You're doing Ariana Grande.
I was listening to that. I was listening to that popular song again. It's been going on in my head for the last couple of days.
I respect the honesty. I like a lot of cheesy, corny songs. Love songs. I don't care.
I'm going to write my own version with it. I'm going to try to do my own version of it. That remix, the popular.
Are
remix,
you really?
Yeah, 100%.
And do it on the air?
Oh, well, I'm going to try to record it. And
really?
I actually want. Yeah, I haven't texted her yet, but I want to get Susan if she could sing the hook. If Susan can sing the popular hook part.
Look at this
guy. Yeah. And if you want, you could have a verse on it, too.
Well, of course.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe
we're going to create our own songs
here. I was going to say, maybe we've got to go back to the musical elements that Al used to be so good at but doesn't do anymore. So I was listening to these guys drive it in. The song, Adam, and I don't remember that in real time. Adam Gase's eyes? I mean, he's got Adam Gase's eyes.
Yeah, he
was great with that, but he's not doing it.
Yeah, I want to write and release it.
I'm in.
And I think we could do it. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. Well, we got something here.
What do we got here? What's going on?
Mary is calling from Middletown, New Jersey. Hoff says we should take her. Mary, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I just wanted to include a movie and a song for you guys.
Okay.
The movie's Vision Quest, and the song is Lunatic Fringe.
I like the song. I don't love the movie.
I'm sorry, Meredith.
You bounced her.
I cut her short right
there.
You
know which one I really thought about going with was Pulp Fiction. That was one that was tough for me to keep off.
I've never heard a Vision Quest before. Who was in that?
What's
the song? Can you pull it up? You have it?
It's Lunatic Fringe is popular. Yeah.
This is what you've
heard this before. Very 80s-ish, very echoey.
Yeah, I don't love it.
I didn't think you would.
Appreciate it, Mary. And thank you for the call. We appreciate your feedback on it.
What about The Outsiders? That had a pretty good soundtrack as well.
Also not familiar with that.
You never saw the movie The Outsiders?
No.
You got to watch that. You'll love it.
Okay.
Have you seen The Outsiders?
Dude, that's like the best movie ever.
It's phenomenal.
Okay, I'll watch The Outsiders when you guys watch Wicked.
The Socias and the Greasers?
That's not that fair.
That's
not fair
for
at all.
Johnny.
Yeah, Outsiders got a crazy cast, and it's not even fair between Wicked and Outsiders.
It's not. You got Tom Cruise. You've got, who are those like seven or eight old time? Patrick Swayze.
You got, what's it called?
John Travolta?
No, not Travolta. Ralph Macchio's in it.
Ralph Macchio.
You said Zuko.
Whatever. Danny Zuko.
It's really, really good. And the music, it's kind of like Grease. It's from the 50s.
I've heard of it.
It's great.
I'll check it out as soon as you guys watch Wicked. All right, BT and Sal on the Fair will come back and call the day up, a special call of the day, and finish up with your calls on Aaron Glenn and the Jets. Also, maybe some news. There's some rumors and rumblings about Pete Alonso. We could touch on that before we say goodbye. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on the Fan.
Today's call of the day is brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
Conwell inside pass to Fremantle. The ball taken right away by Kadari.
That was beautiful.
Outlet pass goes to Wilcher inside to Edgefor. Lays it up and in. Zumi Edgefor puts St. John's ahead 67-65.
There you go, old St. Johnny's from last night. So make sure we get BT on the call.
Good job.
Insert a little bit there, but the big win last night, we were on hand to see it. So special call today from the Johnny's win last night over Xavier.
I like it. You know, I heard Jerry play some of these cuts here, but I noticed Jerry never has my voice in there.
I mean, it's your show. I wanted to make sure get your voice on there.
Of course,
I appreciate that. I guess when they're cutting it, obviously, you know,
you're doing your job.
I don't need to. But I'm saying you're doing your job as a color commentator, just not jumping Minko.
I lay out. Yeah. I can't stand. I'm not saying I never jump him, but I mean, you gotta, when you get the moment, you gotta lay out, let the guy do his job. I can't stand like these crazy lunatic analysts. And I'm definitely animated in the booth. I mean, I'm loud and I'm me. I mean, I'm the guy that I'm doing the show is the same guy doing the games pretty much. But I can't stand when great calls are ruined by some clown color guy jumping in and ruining the moment.
Yelling at
can't
the top
stand
of his lungs.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It does take discipline, though. As somebody who did that once,
it took me a long time to finally get there. Trust me.
I used to try to not say anything for Jerry, but you'd hear me in the background going, "Oh, go, you did it." By the way, I have gotten word back from Susan Waldman. Remember, I wanted to ask her about what she thought of Wicked. You guys are making fun of me.
Yep.
She said she liked it a lot, didn't give love.
But?
No, liked it a lot, and they were great. Only problem was that the movie was a little bit longer than the entire Broadway show, and it's still not over. But it's still a great movie.
She didn't say it was great. She said it was good.
No, she said she liked it a lot, and they were great. That is, quote, they were great.
That's not the most...
She also said, don't let them make fun of you. Only people that don't have a heart don't like that movie.
She didn't say that.
Yes, she did, and she is right. How could you not like that movie? Thank you, Susan. I'm with you.
I mean, listen, it's not a bad, and it's not an indictment of the movie, but it's not an overwhelming endorsement. She liked it. Yeah. She liked it.
And I got to be honest with you, this is I've heard multiple people get upset by the fact that there's a part two. It's only one. Like, the Broadway show is one version.
And that's the thing. And remember, Susan is a Broadway, you know, aficionado.
Absolutely.
And I love the Broadway play Wicked. But so could you have made it shorter? I guess I enjoyed it. So if I enjoy it, it's like the ball games. Like, my issue was never the amount of time that it takes to play a ball game, especially if I'm going, I love it, I don't want it to end. My issue was the quality of play. If it were a crappy movie, I don't care if it were done in 90 minutes,
yeah. It's
not good. So if it's good and I'm enjoying it, there was maybe one scene I could have done without for 10 minutes or so. All right, trim that up.
Okay. But, I mean, listen, I do understand that. Like, the movie Casino is like three hours.
Yeah, long, I know.
I wasn't sitting there saying, you know, get Sharon Stone. phone and get, you know, De Niro off my screen. No, I was immersed in every second because I loved it. So, I mean, I understand that, but 240 for Wicked to me is just long.
All right, BT and Sal on
no matter what Susan says.
Yeah, and there's a part two on top of that. That's
great. And I'm looking forward to it.
You're talking about 5 hours worth of Wicked.
Yeah, okay. Well, you watch these stupid movies with cliffhangers all the time, these Marvel movies. And
I don't watch
the Avengers.
Anymore.
They keep coming out with those things like it's enough.
Hoff, will you? Now, Hoff's got three boys. Will you watch this? Not that it's a gender thing necessarily, but.
No one's shown it. I think they already saw it. I think two of my kids saw it already with my wife, but I my oldest and myself.
Just open up to it and maybe even start liking that song.
Hey, dude, I mean.
Popular.
Yeah. You could tell everybody what I was doing during the break here. I just put on Olivia Newton-John, Hopelessly Devoted, and you and I were both singing the words here. We knew it. So
yesterday was Frozen. Today it was Hopelessly Devoted.
What's tomorrow going to be, Annie? at this rate? Jeez.
Oh, I don't know, bro. I'm going to have to take away your man card. Yeah, okay. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Jimmy wants to chime in on the best soundtracks. What's up, Jimmy, in Plymouth?
What's up, Sound BT? I'm very surprised nobody has mentioned The Godfather. You know, you got the opening scene, you got the ending scenes with all that action going on, and it tells the journey of multiple different characters.
Not bad.
Want to hear your guys' thoughts?
Didn't even enter my realm of thought, and it's one of my favorite movies. Like, from, I would almost go maybe Raging Bull with the young De Niro as a better soundtrack. I didn't even think of Godfather.
Me neither. I mean, it is a great song, and it does get you in the feel for the movie, and I love the movies. Top five movies, maybe a different story, but for now, we're powering up with movie soundtracks. I'm with you. The Godfather did not resonate with me with the soundtrack.
You know what I did think of, and it's tough because I don't think there's any words, Star Wars. Like when the TIE fighter sound, the way they zoom through space or.
Well, I mean, now it's a whole different category of award here.
That's why I didn't stretch the boundaries. I didn't.
Sound and whatever you call it, the technical sound and.
Well, more of a compose.
Yeah. The composer.
A score.
The score. Oh, okay. The score.
Yes.
Maybe next time.
Top I took music. I played the Glockenspiel in high school.
What?
I played the Glockenspiel in high school.
What's a Glockenspiel?
I didn't think you ever heard it. Hoff, do you know anything about the Glockenspiel?
I feel like I've heard of it before.
So you know about the flute, but you don't know about the Glockenspiel?
What is a Glockenspiel?
Glockenspiel. is it a gun?
No.
It's not a bad guess. It's an instrument.
Glock. I've heard of Glock.
Of course. A Glockenspiel, look it up. Okay. It's German. I think it's Glockenspiel.
I would have never have you tagged for a Glockenspiel.
Trust me, I didn't want to do it. The only reason I did is because the high school that I went to, you have to do... JROTC for the first year.
Yeah.
At least the first semester.
Like a xylophone.
Yeah. No, it's actually really cool. I actually did that in the St. Patrick's Day parade as a freshman. I marched.
Wait, really?
I had to.
What school did you go to that they call this a Glockenspiel?
Well, what's it called?
A xylophone.
Did you wear an outfit?
No, what?
When you were with the band, did you wear like an outfit, like the hat and stuff?
No, you wore your green military.
It wasn't the band.
It was JROTC.
Like
no,
like
dude,
a beanie
stop.
Thing on top of
it. We twirling the thing. No, I wasn't. Then
no
even
baton
close.
For
no,
you
no, no baton.
The Glockenspiel. I had the violin. That was it.
Yeah, the Glockenspiel. Hey, by the way, is your boy Pete going to sign with the Angels today? 4 years?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm buying the rumors and rumblings talking about maybe him with the Blue Jays or whatever. We'll see. I do feel like we might be getting closer to a resolution, but who knows? Maybe that'll be tomorrow's topic on the show. And, of course, Championship Sunday, so we'll have our picks on a Football Friday, one of the final Football Fridays of the year. That does it for us. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you.
Great show.
It was fun, BT. We'll do it again tomorrow to close out the week. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.